Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
This morning for breakfast, I made some fantastic paleo pancakes that used a small amount of coconut flour, coconut oil in the recipe, and then I cooked them in coconut oil, and let's just say they were delicious. So I've become a huge fan of coconut oil, just like my lovely and brilliant co-host, Andrea. And joining us now is the wonderful Dr. Bruce Fife. He's going to talk about the coconut, well, actually, his first book is A Coconut Oil Miracle, and we're going to talk about the coconut oil cookbook and all the great things we could do with coconut oil and why we should be using it. Hello, Dr. Fife.
Yay. Hi.
It's so great to have you on. So when did you first learn how awesome coconut oil is for us?
That must have been about 15 years ago. And back then, there wasn't anything written about coconut oil. And the only thing you heard about coconut oil is that it was a saturated fat. And everyone said, oh, don't use it. It's a saturated fat. It's going to raise your cholesterol, cause heart disease. And I believed that until I had a colleague tell me that coconut oil was actually one of the good fats, didn't cause heart disease, and had all these wonderful health benefits associated with it. And that piqued my curiosity, and I wanted to find out more. And I wanted actually some verification that she was right. So I went to the medical literature, and I started looking up studies on coconut oil. And as I started doing that, I was literally amazed at all the health benefits that I found. And it so amazed me that I decided I need to tell people about this. And that's what led me to write my first book, The Coconut Oil Miracle.
So tell us a little bit, you know, I mean, obviously the benefits are numerous, but can you just, you know, maybe the top three, top five benefits of taking coconut, what are they?
One of the top ones is its antimicrobial effect. So it can help protect you from bacteria, viruses, and fungus that cause infection. So that's one. Another one is that it is very good for the brain. A lot of more recent research has come out showing how the unique medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil can promote brain health and ward off diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. Another one is that coconut oil can be used as an aid in weight loss. And when people hear that, they're kind of shocked because it's a fat. You know, use fat to lose fat? Yes. With coconut oil, you can do that. One of the reasons why it does that is it stimulates your metabolism, and so you burn off more calories, and you can use it as a weight loss aid.
You know, it's interesting because I've been eating more coconut oil lately. Now, I also do exercise a lot, but I have lost a little bit of weight, and I feel like it's a little faster than usual. So I'm wondering, I mean, I have to be honest, I'm not crazy about the taste of coconut oil, but I've kind of gotten used to it. But I know, Andrea, you cook your eggs in it, so she really loves the taste.
Oh, I've totally, like literally, Dr. Fife, I mean, in my house, my kids, first of all, don't even really know of any other oil, and we cook everything in it. I do baking with it. I do cooking with it. My meals, my eggs. I mean, and the funny thing is I don't really realize it's something that's weird or odd because I do it every day until I have a guest come over and I make them eggs with coconut oil and they're like, ew, what is this weird taste? I'm like, oh, I use coconut oil. So then I have to think, oh man, I got to use another kind of oil or butter when I actually have a guest over. But no, we really use it for everything. And I do want to go back to something you said about the brain, which I find very interesting. And I want to get into a little bit more minutiae here. So when we talk about brain health, and I did hear about the benefits of coconut oil for Alzheimer's research, and I interesting that you talked about Parkinson's. I just found out a friend of mine actually has it. So what I want to understand is dosages. Is there an amount, like, I mean, for someone like myself or Lisa, we probably have a tablespoon or maybe even two tablespoons a day. But what if someone's fighting some type of chronic illness that they need to, how much do they need to take in the day for in order for it to be effective?
Well, for someone who has, like, Alzheimer's, which is a very serious condition, or Parkinson's disease, I recommend 5 tablespoons a day, spread throughout the day and taken with foods.
And now what about for weight loss, which I know is not as important as, and then I want to hear the reason
Well, for weight loss, in fact, I have a whole nother book on weight loss called The Coconut Ketogenic Diet. in which it uses the ketogenic approach, a low-carb ketogenic diet. And in that case, you need to use actually a lot of oil. And so I recommend approximately about 5 tablespoons, again, plus additional oils in your foods.
You know what I did, actually, Dr. Fife, I don't know if this is something I should have done or not, but when I was had my second baby, I did 3 tablespoons melted 3 times a day, and I lost 10 pounds within 2 months. So that's something that worked for me, Lisa. But I don't know, you're you know, I guess between 3 and 5 tablespoons, right?
Well, you know, when I wrote my book, The Coconut Oil Miracle, I have a chapter in there that talks about weight loss, but I didn't really go into it in much detail. But after I published the book, I kept getting people coming to me and saying, hey, I read the book, I started using coconut, and I lost 10, 20, 50 pounds. And so many people started telling me these stories. I decided, well, gee, I need to write a new book and focus just on weight loss, and that's what I did.
You know, one thing I do want to caution people who are listening and are thinking, you know, oh, I'm going to do this for weight loss is I did, when I'd lost the weight and I was super excited, I told my friends about it. And I didn't know about you, Dr. Fife, at the time. I would have obviously recommended your book. Or I guess now you just wrote it. But basically, one thing to realize is that if you've never eaten coconut oil in that dosage or that high of an amount, it could cause the runs. So, because it's cleansing, right, Dr. Fife? Explain a little bit about why that happens.
Yes, that's exactly right. If you're not accustomed to eating a lot of oils, any type of oils, your body needs some time to adjust. And in our society today, we've been in a fat-phobic society. Everyone says, get off fats, don't use fats. And so we haven't been incorporating fats in our diet as we should. And so when you start adding more fats, whether it's coconut oil or another oil, your body needs time to adjust to that. So I recommend that people start off with, say, maybe 1 tablespoon of coconut oil a day. And if they have no problems, they don't have the runs or any cramping or anything like that, then try 2 tablespoons and then slowly build up to the goal that you want, whether it's 3 tablespoons or 5 tablespoons.
Now, what are some of your favorite recipes that you like to use coconut oil in and also, you know, to cook them as well?
Well, you know, I like coconut oil because it's a very good cooking oil. It's very stable under heat. So any type of frying or baking, I use coconut oil in all those dishes. Unlike the polyunsaturated oils, the corn oil, the soybean oil, they break down too quickly and they create free radicals, which are very damaging to the body. You can feel safe. When you use coconut oil, you are not creating these damaging molecules, and so it's a healthy oil. Another product is coconut milk, and I also like coconut milk because it actually has a high percentage of coconut oil in it, and so you can get your coconut oil through the milk. And the milk has different flavor. In fact, in any recipe that calls for dairy milk, you can actually replace it with coconut milk. And so in my cookbook, I have lots of coconut milk recipes in the gravies, in the soups, in the salad dressings. I even have like desserts, ice cream that are made with coconut milk rather than dairy.
I just had some this morning. Yeah, I just had coconut. I had a shake this morning, and I used the unsweetened coconut milk. And it's what I love about it is that it's super creamy, and it's much creamier than, let's say, a rice milk or an almond milk. So it's very creamy, although I do like almond milk, but it's very creamy. And there's also coconut creamer. So if you're someone who drinks coffee and you want to add a creamer, you can use something like a coconut creamer because it has that thicker consistency, so it blends really nicely. But we're out of time today. Oh, my gosh, Dr. Fife. I mean, again, like Lisa said, coconut oil and coconuts are one of my favorite topics, so I'm very happy to have you on the show today. We loved having you on.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Fife, you can visit his website at coconutresearchcenter.org. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Happy holidays and stay well.